You know, ranting like an emotionally overwrought lunatic isn't fucking easy. Every damn week it's Jeff bugging me. When will I have the audio to him? What am I going to rant about this week? Normally, that's not a big deal. But you know what happened between last Saturday and this Saturday? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. This has been the longest, most fucking worthless in-season gap between Bears games I can remember. And yet still, there's Jeff bugging me.
On Wednesday, gonna give me a rant this week. On Friday morning, got some good stuff on the docket for me.
Who the fuck are you, Ben Bradley? I'm not Woodward or Bernstein. I'm some irritable asshole still working his way through his first cup of coffee for the day while writing a report on genocide. And my top priority right now isn't what the fuck am I gonna bitch about on a rant everyone ignores on their way to the picks. I mean, shit. I don't even have a goddamn theme song anymore. You hear that, Jeff? Where's my fucking theme song? Even goddamn Gilligan had a theme song. You never just started an episode on the island with no fucking clue why these people were there. You need to be told that they were taking a 3-hour cruise with a year's worth of luggage. But the goddamn bastard's persistent. So I tell him, I don't know, I was thinking I might just rant about something completely unrelated to football to emphasize a point that any more hand-wringing over last Thursday is fucking stupid. I also thought I might refer to Howie Long's kid as Backdraft Jr. because that's the kind of hack ranter that I am, relying heavily on pop culture. Oh, but Jeff's all for it. A meta rant on the building of a rant. Which, I guess now that I've acknowledged its meta-ness, means it's super meta. Meta on meta. Meta fucking squared. It's so fucking meta, it's Charlie Kaufman put on a fucking Packers uniform and sacking me a few times. I'm pretty sure meta is fucking code for really fucking stupid. But you know what's not meta? Bears versus Rams. Nope, that's no bullshit, no subtext, straight-ahead football. And after 9 fucking obnoxious, pointless days, that fucking game is finally only one day away. So maybe next week I get to yell consistently and conventionally about football. But I sure as shit better be fucking yelling about a goddamn Bears win.